we're really looking forward to it. They're all ready to go, and if we were lucky to get the manager up here, I think he was settling in at the training ground this morning, but as he's just said to you all, you know, he's looking forward to it and can't wait to get going with the squad.
He appears to have been in demand in the last month or so from at home and abroad. How much of a coup is it for you to have landed him?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we don't know the facts behind all that, but he's chosen to come to Blackburn, and we're really, really pleased about that. And every credit to our owners. You know, this has been... you know, it's a good team they've put together, and you know, it's very costly to do these kind of things. And once again, they've backed the football club.
In terms of the staff you've appointed, vast experience. Certainly the assistant manager and first team coach are known to you very well. You've appointed Alan Irvine as a manager in the past. Yeah. How pleased are you that Alan is here?
Yeah, extremely pleased. You won't find anybody more professional than Alan. You know, he covers everything you have to do behind the scenes, you know, looking after the players and working with the manager. And we all know Rob Kelly as well. He's a local man who very, very thorough. And, you know, I'm sure that those two supporting Paul will be terrific.
It would be wrong of me not to ask about the events of the last week or so, Derek, since you last played against Brentford and Drew. The change of manager, were you surprised as much as anyone else that the decision was taken?
Well, the call came as a surprise. You know, in football, things do happen very quickly. It came late Tuesday last week, and then, you know, the rest is history. You know, you get close to these people, but they're acquaintances. They're not friends. They're the people you work with, and I've seen it all before, and it will happen probably again somewhere this week and somewhere next week. But you know, I wish Gary Bowyer and the team all the best, because I know what efforts they put into it.
Could you clarify your position, Derek? There's been a lot of conversation on social media in the last week that you're leaving the club as well. Is there any truth in that whatsoever?
Well, I've not been told that yet, but you never know, you know. There seems to be that much on social media nowadays. You can put anything on there, and before you know it, it's a runner. But no, I've certainly not been informed of that one.
Did you play a full part in the recruitment process, or was that done from India?
Well, a lot of it was done from India. You know, all the CVs and everything what came in, you know, were forwarded on. And, you know, I was here at midnight on Friday and all day Saturday, myself and Alan and, you know, and Ian, our secretary. There's an awful lot of work behind the scenes. But everything's been sanctioned from India, and that was the management team they wanted.
What a great first game for him, and a great game for you to attend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good one for the supporters, and you know, we're certainly looking forward to it. And he can have all the week with the lads, no travelling early Friday morning or anything, so it should be exciting.
30 games still to play. There's a lot of football to be played between now and May, isn't there? Are you hoping that this football club can turn around to such a degree that you might be challenging for a top six spot, or is that perhaps expecting a little bit too much?
No, there's 90 points to play for, as you've just said. You know, 30 games is a lot of games in football, and we need to catch up every quarter. If we catch up about 4 points every quarter, we have a chance, so we'll have to wait and see.
I must ask you about the embargo as well, because you did mention in the press conference a few moments ago that a few weeks ago when we were together at a forum, you mentioned you might be one player sail away from coming out.
Correct.
But you don't want to sell, and there might be a way of getting out of this embargo without having to trade. Could you just tell us a little more about that?
Well, it's nothing sinister. There's things in the Football League regulations which are about a foot thick. If you were to read that, there are ways where what you can do, and we've been working very closely with the Football League, and we hope that we can do it. And it's not really something I want to go into in detail in public, but our finance director has been working with the Football League people, and we hope that we can get out of this embargo sooner than later.
So how confident are you by January you might be in a position where you might be able to trade again without being under this so-called embargo,
you
Derek?
Never give up, do you?
No, not at all.
Relatively. How's that?
That'll do, I suppose.
Thank you.